In a double-wide trailer, eight people sit at desks cluttered into two groups, talking and arguing with each other, looking to the teacher for help when they get stuck. The scene looks a whole lot like a high school classroom, but the students here aren't taking world lit. They're adults learning how to advocate for kids through the Guardian Ad Litem program. So it's kind of appropriate, this flashback to childhood. Ad Litems are supposed to be the voice of kids when there are questions about abuse or neglect. These bankers, real estate agents, teachers make recommendations to a judge about whether or not a kid should stay with his or her biological parents or be put in some other living situation. Volunteers have to go through 30 hours of training. They learn about the legal process, what kinds of services are available for families, and tips on how to be culturally sensitive.
Because we want to make sure that, you know, the child participates and that will allow for continued exposure since she's an African American baby.
We're all very much aware that it's not going to be just, oh, we're just going to hang out and mentor these kids.
Ingrid Gonzalez is a newly minted volunteer.
That's not really what the program is, you know. So we're coming into it with an understanding of this could be very difficult. But I think we all have the heart to say, you know what, it's work worth doing.
In order to form a recommendation, each ad litem volunteer works with the case manager and a staff lawyer to sort through all the files and interviews. Patricia Abaroa is the volunteer coordinator for the Guardian Ad Litem program in Miami-Dade County. She says while caseworkers may have 40 different families to juggle at once, ad litems have one case at a time.
You're one person, and you may have a case with two kids, but you commit your time solely to those two kids. They have your full attention, pretty much.
For this crop of volunteers, this was their final class.
How do y'all feel after this last?
We realized that we felt like a fish out of water and didn't really know what we were doing, but you know, our heart's in the right place, so we'll get through it. And with our caseworker, our supervisors, I think will help us.
They ended the training feeling like they had the support and the resources to do a good job. But their lack of professional training has people like Howard Tallenfeld concerned. Tallenfeld is president of an advocacy organization called Florida's Children First.
The ideal model is that there be a guardian and lawyer in every case.
One guardian, one lawyer, one case. The way it works now, lawyers have a bunch of cases at once.
Those lawyers may have 100 cases. They really can't do the job of, you know, especially and uniquely representing individual children because they don't meet with these children outside of the courtroom.
A lawyer can wade through benefits like Medicaid in ways that ad litems simply aren't trained to do, or fight against being forced to take certain types of medication, especially for mental illness, in cases where they might not need it.
It sometimes takes extraordinary efforts to be able to figure out a child's right in school, a child's right through the dependency process. It's the life of a child that's at stake.
Over half the states already require some sort of legal representation of abused and neglected kids. According to the Ad Litem program, the new law would provide lawyers to about 10% of those in the system. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.